So what do we know at this instant about what has happened?
Yeah, first of all, I have to preface that by saying all the data that I know are based on a preliminary interim analysis and all these caveats that we have to frame this with. But the very fact that the trial was permanently closed by the data monitoring committee shows that we are not justified to kind of continue the trial as is. And we need to step back a moment and see what's happening here, because the implications for clinical practice that you're referring to relate to the fact that in the preliminary analysis for response rates on this trial, the use of calcium magnesium was apparently associated with significant decreased response rate compared to placebo, meaning patients who had received calcium magnesium as neuroprotective therapy, potentially neuroprotective therapy, had a significantly lower response rate than those patients who were on the placebo arm. And this is something we cannot ignore.
Do you know anything more about the specific numbers, what the magnitude was of what was seen?
Yeah, I can tell you about the magnitude again, because the specific numbers are currently being verified in independent analysis, because everyone knows how subjective response analysis and response classifications are. What we really need to do is really go scan by scan, have someone independently review the scans because of the clinical importance of this finding. So the magnitude of kind of detrimental effect is that response rates were approximately decreased by 50% with the use of calcium magnesium compared to placebo.
What about progression-free survival?
Preliminary analysis, I would not be able to give you a good hint on that. The trend is in the same direction, but I can't really specify anything more.
Because, I mean, we all know, even with larger size studies, that response rates can be somewhat subjective and maybe not the best way to evaluate anti-tumor effect, but it sounds like in this situation it's dramatic enough that something seems to be going on.
Yeah. I mean, the point is, this is a placebo-controlled trial. So we have non-biased assessment.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
So, I mean, you definitely need an independent review if you, let's say, have an investigator-associated assessment. But in a placebo-controlled trial, this alone makes it more valid than anything else. The second point, of course, is we need to evaluate the scans and take a look at the scans. We need to follow these patients.